Today's episode is called Good or Rocky Soil, Sowing from the Flesh or the Spirit. Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9 and 18 through 23 talk about the parable of the sower. Verses 1 through 9 say, "On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea. And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." In verse 4, the parable refers to birds that snatch up the seed. The birds represent Satan. The seed on the path represents people who hear the message, but it is immediately lost. This example leads us to believe and understand people who are given God's message but don't do anything with it. They're too busy with life and things of this world to really know what they were just given, that they were just given the seeds of truth. These people tend not to live a good Christian life because they are so focused on other things of this world, and they are lost. In verse 5, some of the seed fell on rocky ground, where there was little soil. The seed soon sprouted, but when the sun came up, it burnt the young plants. The seed on the rocky ground represent people who respond with initial enthusiasm, but the word of God doesn't sink in deep. When hard times come along, represented by the sun, they give up. These people have an initial spike of energy and joy for the Lord. They cannot commit to the Christian lifestyle. They initially are attracted, but give up when the going gets tough. For a temporary time, while things are good, they praise and honor God in all His glory. However, when things get tough or bad, things happen, they forget who gave them that great joy and quickly fall and become part of the world again. In verse 7, some of the seeds fell among thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants. The thorn bushes choke the message of God. God's word is heard, but people's concerns for riches, their worries about life, cause the plants to die. Some people are too concerned with what others think, and they worry too much. They may be jealous, angry, or concerned with materialism. In verse 8, some seed fell on good soil, and the plants produced corn. Good soil represents people who hear the message and live it in their lives. Some people have strong faith and remain dedicated to the Christian lifestyle, even when things are difficult. Which type of soil will you be? Will you allow the seeds of God's word to grow and mature in your heart? God goes on to explain the parable in the following verses. Verses 18 through 23. "Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. All too often, people get stuck in the thorny soil. They hear God's word, but it is often choked out by the cares of this world. Someone I know well suffered a great tragedy. Because of this tragedy, they were given much financial help. This person then went on to tell me, and I quote, "I am set for life." I was saddened by this response because this person felt that because they were recently given much in the way of finances, that they are now, quote, set for life. They are sorely mistaken. I wanted to respond by stating how my security and wealth is found in the Lord, but I was quickly shut down. I was saddened by his statement, and I pray the Lord works in his life to show him what it means to have true wealth, and how all the riches in this world cannot compare to the riches we acquire when we put our faith in Christ. The Bible also says in Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, we will reap what we sow, plant good works to reap a good harvest. And let the one being instructed in the word share with the one instructing in all good things. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a person sows, this he will also reap. Because the one sowing to his own flesh will reap decay from the flesh. But the one sowing to the Spirit will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So here too, God wants us to sow good into the world and others. Just as God's seeds of truth and love are sown into us, we too are to sow into others. God says if we sow from fleshly and worldly desires, we will reap decay. However, if we sow from the Spirit, we will reap eternal life from the Spirit. Which one will you sow? From your flesh or from the Spirit? Keep asking, seeking, and knocking. Align your life with God, and He will sow into your life greatness and joy from the Spirit.